Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Show to the Giants and the Fix Sports podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio podcast with my man Pat Joe. Now, y'all, with that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast.
The grand jury has found the evidence is just not there to charge a white police officer in connection with the death of a black civilian. This one involves the video seen around the world by now showing a man named Eric Garner being taken down.
27-year-old Randall Carrick was released Saturday on $50,000 bond after shooting and killing 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell, a former Florida A&M University football player.
There is growing outrage tonight after an unarmed African-American teenager was shot and killed by police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri.
My name's Terrence. I have a clean-cut appearance. I got a little sister. We live with both parents. Mama is a nurse. Pop started as an apprentice. Then 5 years later, he owns his own business. I'm an A-B student. They say my sis gifted. Love R&B, but get ratchet a quick listen. Scholarship to college, no relatives in prison. As far as my major, I gotta make a decision. It's my graduation night. Mama lent me the Benz to go out with my cousin and one of my friends. After a house party, we called it a night. 10 minutes later, it was blue and red lights. It went so fast, it really escalated quick. We got spat on, maced, tasered, and kicked. He unloaded his clip, and slowly we died. The last thing I saw was that look in his eyes.
Good evening. I'm Stephen Shackles with 11 Not So Alive News. We have a story developing in the area suburb. Three suspected carjackers were killed after a shootout with police. It started out as a routine traffic stop. Officer Bobby Jaskey, a 22-year veteran of the police force, saw a newer model Mercedes-Benz. After a tussle, Jaskey was forced to draw his weapon and kill the three criminals.
I'm really trying to make sense of it. Just give me justice. Can't heal my pain with your sentiments. They try to tell me bad things happen by coincidence. Love my son with everything before he was an infant since conception. Now they trying to spin it like they thought you had a weapon. You ain't nothing but a thug and this teaches us a lesson. So they had to throw you in the fire, knowing that you would still be breathing if your skin was whiter or your car was cheaper. The news anchors ain't gonna paint you as a martyr, cause your skin is dark, but heart is deeper. Me and your father need you, and that's true indeed. Never dreamed I'd hear your christening and eulogy. It ain't supposed to be like that. I see the comments, but if we write back, they'll say the issue isn't the white-black relations. I lost my faith in man, they're killing us across the nation.
We have an update on the ongoing investigation concerning the three area teens who were killed after attacking a police officer during a routine traffic stop. The mother of Terrence Robinson released a statement to police expressing her disbelief that her son would be involved in any wrongdoing, stating that he was a good kid. But Officer Bobby Zdaski is sticking to his original report.
Man, I can't take it. The whole world's gone. My daughter loves hip-hop, and of course Monkey's the president. My son loves a colored girl with a big booty. Hope the
officer Zdaski reporting for duty.
Now, don't that beat all. Just when I needed to end my day. Teenage coons in a biz legally? Hey, no. Wait, hit the lights, bust the U-turn, pull their asses over good.
Stop out the bill, put your cotton picking hands on the hood.
Who's the Mercedes you stole? No ones? But y'all some drug dealers or rappers? Who are you? Young Negro, MC this makes a taser, make sure that you thugs can't run. No weapon, no problem, now your ass got a gun. self-defense is the reason y'all got dead. It's y'all some hot boys, cause you're full of hot lead. Ain't make sense to throw you in an overcrowded jail. Can send you back to Africa, so I sent your asses straight to hell.
We got breaking news to report. Officer Bobby Zdaski went in front of a grand jury for the killing of three thugs this morning. And in a unanimous decision, it was determined that he would not have to stand trial. He has been cleared of all wrongdoing. Bobby Zdaski gets to return to his job with full pension and benefits. During his testimony, he said, quote, "All these thugs out here look alike. How was I supposed to know they weren't criminals?" Meanwhile, the family of the three youths are preparing for funeral services today.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy, Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep, our podcast, episode 208. Am I right? I can't count anymore. I don't know how to count. Anyway, try to get hype. But it's kind of hard to get hype. Such a jacked up song, man. That's my boy, Stessy MC. With How to Kill a Black Man in America. Those are no stats. Like, how a white boy gonna make a song called How to Kill a Black Man in America? But he did, and I'm glad, sort of. Just kind of trippy that I think he made this joint 8 years ago. What you also heard was C Red and my man Ian J, produced by my man Backpack Beats. Yeah, made song 8 years ago and it's still relevant, unfortunately. So, but before I get into that, guest tonight, we got my boys, youngins. I just met these boys, last week? and it's three of them. I won't say three youngins, but I'll make sure you get their name right because I ain't trying to be looking at me crazy. Old ass man to get our names right, my nigga. We went BGN four times. MBK Chopper and Double K gonna be in the building. Interview all three of them boys, round table to see what's good with them. They got Banger, you know what I'm saying, produced by my birthday twin, Scott Jenga. Shouts out to Scott Jenga and everybody doing things over there. So, yeah, man, should be interesting. I like talking to the youngins just so I can get a perspective. I know y'all see all this gray in my beard. I am not a jit at all. So, to be able to, you know what I'm saying, talk to some young up-and-coming artists, man, and they say they on the humble, you know what I'm saying, but they got fire. So, they got that dog in them. So, we're going to see how much dog they got in them, you know what I mean? but yeah, man, that's, you know what? I think that's going to be the phrase of 2023. Boy, got that dog in them. But yo, that got me now thinking about the, anybody seen the, it's like slap competition? Where these people like slapping each other, like it's boxing. But not even like boxing, not like boxing moves. You like sit there and just gotta take it. Pause. And so it was just one clip, I guess it's going viral, at least in my world. And this white dude come, bam, smack the black dude. He was like, "You just don't know. I got that dog in me." Yo, my man's turned around. Got around your black Rob, RIP. Man, came around. Man, pulled every soul of every African from his ankle and pulled up and just bam, smack buddy. Buddy fell out. So yo, yeah, that's it. Anybody say they got that dog in them? May wanna just turn around, bro. May wanna turn around. Anyway. The homies, they'll be in at the 30-minute mark. And like I said, they got a dog in them, but they cool too at the same time. So should be much interesting, at least for me. Screw y'all. I'm interviewing them for me. What else we got? But yeah, man. Unfortunately, like I said, my man Stess made that track some 8 years ago. I want to say Mike Brown joint had just popped off. Of course, you know, he brought up different, at the time, you know, different shootings of black males throughout American history, modern American history. I think it was at Mike Brown point. So just imagine all the things that have happened since then. But this year, unfortunately, has proven to be no different. We had a young 16-year-old kid by the name of Ralph Yall. Apparently, he was going to pick up his twin brothers and just came, showed up at the wrong address and apparently came to a home of a 84-year-old white dude who at press time or at this time claimed to have been afraid of this 16-year-old little black boy and decided to, well, he already had the gat on him, already had the piece on him, and it hit him. Shot to your head, shot to the arm. For better or for worse, little Ralphie, I ain't gonna do that. But the young man, Ralph, is alive, but he's in recovery. And yeah, man, black is about to pop off. They did arrest the old white man, because he is 84 years old, yo. And I guess they questioned him. I don't know if they're going to. Yeah, I think they did charge him. They charged him with, like, assault with a firearm or some crap like that. Anywho. Yeah. So, just here we go again, man. Just not only repeated gun violence, but here we go again with, you know, violence on black bodies, man. And yeah, something got to change. Something got to change. You know what I mean? Just, again, you scared? You scared? And it's kind of funny because I can talk smack, I guess, because right before I started recording, like literally like a minute before I started recording, you know what I'm saying? Young black guy was outside, gets trying to sell something. I get it. That was me 15 years ago. That's a story for another time. But yeah, man, no fear. You know what I'm saying? Like you know who. Okay, this person kind of sketchy, and this person ain't trying to do nothing. But really, what it comes down to is being familiar. You know, and being familiar means breaking down those barriers, not being afraid prior to any confrontation, and being able to step up or being exposed to hanging out with, being familiar with, you know, people of all parts of life. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's danger out there, but that's anywhere. You know what I mean? Idea is expose yourself so you know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Even with, again, different cultures, different races, different areas, whatever. You know, the idea is to be exposed. And the problem is definitely now is too many people that want to isolate themselves. I want to isolate other people they're not familiar with. And I'm just gonna get into it. Fuck it. Y'all governor. You need to be laughed at. He a clown, bro. A whole fool. First of all, somebody found his yearbook picture. This fool only 2 years younger than me, bro. This man was in high school in the '90s. He was in school when Bill Clinton was in office, looking like a straight six member of NSYNC or something. Like, buddy looked it crazy. But yeah, old goofball. Like,
and this is my thing. Am I sitting here thinking Ron DeSantis, of all people, are going to look out for black people in general? Maybe certain black people who do what you want. But in general, look out for black people? No, of course not. I'm not stupid. But what gets me is when one goes against your own interests. And so this fool has decided to attack Disney, which I'm pretty sure is the largest employer in the state of Florida. I'm pretty sure of it. At least top five, if not the largest. And and granted, I'm not into super corporations who can move without any governmental regulations. Of course, you know, sometimes we stick it to corporations if they got too much power. But the problem is that he's not attacking them because of some business regulatory issue or them harming citizens. No, he's going against them simply because they want to support gay people or trans people or both, which kind of figures, A, it's an international, it's a global company. It's one of the largest companies in the world. I'm pretty sure they're going to want to be inclusive, even if they don't really mean it. They could just be talking. Don't mean they're actually doing things, but yeah, we love everyone. Regardless, all right, try to do some things. You try to take away some special district provision that they had. Didn't work. Bro, okay, sit your ass down. Get ready to run for this presidency. No. No. He is continuing to try to strip Disney of whatever. And it's weird, especially for me, because I remember the Republican takeover in Florida with Jeb Bush being elected in 98. And every Republican after that, Republican governor in Florida, their main thing is, yo, we are bringing jobs to the state. We are business friendly. No personal income tax. Corporate income tax is lax. We're doing any and everything to bring businesses to Florida. Always pro-business. Always pro-business, pro-tourism. That's the two main things any Florida governor is going to. I don't think you got to be Republican, honestly, but we haven't had a Republican governor since Lawton Childs. So that's what you do. And so the fact that this guy is putting all his eggs in trying to destroy the biggest company the state has, the largest employer, over some words is just idiotic, bro. Like, idiotic. Forget all the other evil things he's doing. Like, you cutting your nose to spite your face. I never get that when people do that. Like, cutting your nose to spite your face, bro. Just dumb. So any ounce of respect, even if you want to respect him on standing on what he's standing on, he's not standing on what he's supposed to be standing on. So he's just like a freaking idiot. And people still rolling with him. Like, nah, bro. But not only he's an idiot, he's evil. I ain't gonna say evil. I ain't gonna do all that. Nah, my bad. I ain't gonna call him evil. He a puppet. I'll get into that later. But unfortunately, as the Florida legislature was coming to an end, been a number of laws that have been passed that are really going to constrict freedoms in the state that I reside in, as far as abortion, as far as teaching and probably even teachers' rights. Matter of fact, yeah, I think they passed a law where professors can't have tenure or some other crap. Like, it's a lot of things that are going to come down the pipeline after this session that he signed off on. And again, just it's not funny, but it's funny because it's just, it's so much stupidity behind it. Like, even his draw to be anti-woke, which if you really think about it, like, he's bragging, like, yo, we are anti-woke. Wait. So you mean you sleep? You sleep. That's what anti-woke means. You sleep. You could at least say you the real woke. Like, we the real woke. Right? We are aware of all the things the Democrats are trying to do to our kids. We're the real woke. No, you ain't do that. You ain't go that route. You said we the anti-woke, which means your people sleep. They don't see shit. What happened? I'm sorry. I'm unconscious. Like, dog, like, how dumb can you be? Dumb. How dumb can you be, bro? Like, why go with anti-woke? What's wrong with your PR? Get me on your PR. I don't even like your ass. Get me on your PR because I'm at least woke enough to see that's a dumbass fucking thing to have, anti-woke. Nigga, what? That's y'all governor, though. Yo. Fuck them laws, though, man. Anyway. So we got a lot of things going on. People getting shot. People. Not just black bodies. Everybody. Everybody getting it. What we gonna do? Good question. Fortunately, politicians too busy trying to be the biggest thing on Twitter instead of dealing with real facts. And here we are. let me keep it moving, man. I'm being too serious. You gotta be something else on the docket. Come on, E. I think Jamie Foxx had a stroke. God damn, E. We're supposed to make this shit happy, dog. What you doing? You're supposed to get hype. You talking about depression. I'm just saying. So apparently, Jamie Foxx had a medical emergency. He had to be rushed to the hospital. They said that he was fine based on the time that they got to him, whatever. And I find it weird because it seems like it's obviously he had a stroke, but he just want to call it everything else. And I just don't understand. Like, is it Hollywood? Is it kind of a thing where it's like they got to kind of protect his image for, you know, so he can continue to get shows or what? Because it's clear. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we need more awareness as far as stroke awareness, being able to see the signs so you can tell if this person is not okay or not. And I'm pretty sure that's what helped them in the situation. But I just don't understand this secrecy thing, because it seems like it's obvious that's what happened. And hopefully he gets better. I'm a big fan of Jamie Foxx, of course. So, but yeah, it's just, I'm really trying to figure out, like, why y'all just won't say what happened to this man. He's 50-something years old. It can happen. Shoot. It can happen to me. Need y'all to look at me. Just like MacGyver Beats, I see you. Showing love from the crib. Yeah, I need y'all to... Yo, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I need y'all to know the protocol so if things go down. I'm of age. Nah, when you're in your 20s, and again, we have our guest tonight, you know what I'm saying? They some youngins, so... You can go around and bop and do whatever you want to. Bruh, keep waking up. Eventually, you don't have to be concerned. So, yeah, I'm not making light of that. Plus, anybody that know my history, know my household, know that I would not make light of, you know, anybody having a stroke, but I'm just like, just call it what it is. That's what it is. Like, I don't get the keeping it a secret thing. It's weird. Word. That's my wife. She said it can happen to anyone. Trust me. We know. We know. So, yeah, man. I just, like I said, I just found it weird that he just won't say it. Just say the man had a stroke. Medical emergency. What the world is that? Speaking of medical emergency, did y'all see the Pop Smoke mural? Bruh, nah. Well, look, like a melted Pop Smoke face. I ain't gonna pull it up for the YouTubers. I'm not gonna pull it up. Y'all gonna have to go find it yourself. Some people called it Bobby Smurda on Pop Smoke body. Of course, RIP to Pop Smoke. It was two things. First, it was his eyes. You know how you used to draw eyes in like middle school when you learn how to like really draw them? Like when you learn how to like try to draw realistically and try to draw eyelids and crap? Yeah, they did that so horribly. It was bad. And the eyes was like too low and crooked. And not only that, like the man Edge was worse than mine. Like everything ain't for everybody. Bruh. But God said they played. They played in a man's face. Straight from heaven, dog. Straight from... They played that man's face. They played with that man's face. Pause. In his face. Pop Smoke looking from heaven like, man, y'all did me worse than the jit that shot me, bro. I can be a sick puppy sometime. Me and the David that looked like Yaya Abdul Mateen. The first or the second? Bitch, the first ain't famous. Those who know. Show me an address. What else we got? Oh, I want to get on this shit. I'm not going to talk about AI tonight. I don't know when I'm going to talk about AI. Last week, I was going to do a whole show on AI, not checking out. That shit crazy, though. Y'all need to watch that. AI looking crazy. But better or for worse. I know, shoot, I was talking about a couple of years ago thinking that we should be on coding, but need to be on this AI and know how to operate that thing because I think it's going to be the future. But, of course, there's an issue with AI being used in music and copyrights and all of that stuff. And so I'm not going to get into it. I really want to get into it. Hey, yo. So, ain't get into it today, but y'all didn't look out for it. But I wanted to get into this because y'all wilding. So apparently, people still are anticipating this Freaknik documentary that's supposed to come on Hulu, and I guess so. The funny thing, not really, is I guess the joke is that all these professional women, mothers and grandmothers, church-going women, spiritual women, enlightened women, that their paths from the 90s, from the early 90s, are all going to come crashing on them because they decided to wear some Daisy Dukes in Atlanta back in 94. Okay, it's not funny. So all these jokes are flying about these women and, oh, they're going to be exposed. And supposedly, I guess a group of women that's trying to sue to prevent the doc from coming out. And even looking at people, even looking at that, like, oh, they scared. They scared for real. My thing is, bro, you guy. Yeah, that, you know, the guy that was out there back in 94 with the videotapes, with the camera, and the Benzo, or maybe just in the Nissan. Yeah, remember you was out there looking, chasing, touching, grabbing, holding, drinking, doing all kind of ungodly things in them Atlanta streets. Your ass don't need to be scared, bruh. I don't know why y'all worry about the women. You niggas. Just to bring the point home. You niggas need to be scared. Because I don't know if you remember a guy named R. Kelly, but documentaries didn't shine a good light on him. He was Mr. Nasty Man. And be it what we know about Freak Nick, that was a lot of nasty men out there too. So I don't know why y'all think them cameras didn't capture your nastiness, illegal nastiness. Huh? Like, granted, I don't know what the statute of limitations are in Georgia, but if you was being a little bit more aggressive than you should have been back then, Playboy, you could be facing some time at worst. At least, yeah, that your little company job. You missed the pastor who found yourself in 2004. Now you a man of the cloth, but in 94, you was out here slinging meat at anything that walks. Your ass gonna be looked in a bad light. So you need to be concerned about losing your job, losing your position in society because you was out here grabbing and chasing and pulling women's tops off because you thought, oh, I'm 20 years old. I can do whatever because I'm a man. All right, nigga. So, yeah, I don't get all this hoopla about, oh, these women scared. Oh, these. No, if. Granted, I'm not of age. I was in middle school doing homework. Or at least, at the very least, I was, with Six Flags. Good, seventh grade? Eighth grade. So, yeah, 95. Anyway, I was in Atlanta for a minute. I was on the outskirts. I was on 285. Anyway, wherever Six Flags at. But yeah, if you was doing the nasty, just being a nasty guy and Freak Nick, I would be afraid of this Sulu documentary because your behavior is going to get exposed. And yeah, you already had the Me Too movement. Things just come right back around. You're going to be you looking lost. You wishing you had put a lawsuit to stop the documentary because they finna put your ass out. Your nasty ass. Nigga. Anyway. Y'all better be careful, boy. Be careful what you wish for. Just might get it. Anyway. Man, keep it moving. I'm going ahead and play this track. My man, Los Lawrence 718 with Jurassic World. He's dropped a video today on YouTube. So after you finish watching this, go holler at your boy. Look up Los Lawrence 718. With this Jurassic, I can't talk, world. And anyway, we're gonna play this song right back. This is the Make Myself Our Podcast.
Yo, Islam, myself, Lord and Master. Read the good book, don't just listen to the pastor. Before you make a move, think about before and after. The dichotomy, sadness, and the laughter. Every day I live another page, another chapter. Life is short like the arms on a raptor. Jurassic world, the haters are a non-factor. True words in the physical, the hereafter. Let me show my slick. Yo,
meth makeup on my pole boxes. I'm a shooter, not a fighter, not a pro boxer. Remember me drop top in the Porsche Boxer. Machine gun on me, first bought Nintendo Contra. Who did it? Silence my only us. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. You heard me, you know me.
Got
MK,
full time. You got double K in the building. And who else we got?
Got Jenga in the cut too.
Shouts out to Jenga. Twin in the building. Oh, got my man MBK Chopper. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going on with y'all, man?
Nothing, man. Papa dropped out on the 20th, man. We just promoting Papa right now. That's all we really doing right now.
All right, no doubt. Y'all boys ready? Y'all ready for the rush?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt. No doubt. Sure. All right, so. Well, I want y'all to do, man, just individually, you know what I'm saying, let the people know, give the people your name so they can see, they can match your name with your face. And then also, I don't know, tell me your favorite color or something.
Look, man, my name is BGN, man. I'm 16, man. I go to Gabby High School, man. Shit. I like the route, shit. I like to hang out with my boys. And shit, I'm in free time. I'm really just making more music. Really, ain't and I'm bored. Shit.
No doubt.
What I see.
Man, I'm gonna be K Chopper. I'm just really trying to chase the bag. Yeah, by the way.
Word.
Word.
Yeah. I'm double K. I'm 16.
What high school you go to, bro? Because you already rep Gabby.
Oh, nah. I go to a private school.
Okay. That's a, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
It's some, but, yeah, Chopper go to Gabby too, man.
I'm about to say, yeah.
You go to Gabby. Okay, you go to Gabby. All right. Yeah, that's yeah. out to Gabby. That's out to Gabby. Yeah. You know what I mean? I went to that Rick.
I went to school with Tyler, actually.
Oh, for real?
I actually went to school with Tyler.
Yeah. Okay. Man, 16 was so 16 years old was so long ago. Actually, you know what was weird? Where I'm at now? Because I'm actually, like, down the street from, like, Raleigh Elementary. So, I'm, like, down the street from Joe Lewis. And I actually lived in this neighborhood when I was 16. I was zoned for Gabby, but I ended up going to Rick. So you know what I'm saying? I fought with Gabby. I had a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, went over there. But at the end of the day, you know,
I could have went to Rick, but I could have went to Rick. I could have went to Rick, but I got like, I had an option to choose from Rick, Leon, or Gabby, but I chose Gabby because most of my cousins and them, they went to Rick and Leon, so I ain't want to go there with them.
Right.
So I just went to Gabby.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to follow your own lane. You know what I'm saying? Try to have your own space or whatever. So, you know, being 16, you know what I'm saying, real tender age or whatever, when did you decide, like, what age did you decide, like, you really want to do this rap thing? Like, when did it hit you?
My auntie actually taught me how to rap, man. She, like, I used to stutter with my words and shit. So, like, she used to come in the room and help me. And that when I actually caught my flow and learned how to rap.
Nice. So how did, and that's interesting for me, because when I was a kid, I used to stutter. You know what I mean? So how did that help you? You know what I'm saying?
It helped me by, like, cause I didn't know, I wanted to do it, but I didn't know how to do it. So mm-hmm. as me being taught how to do it, as something I wanted to learn, I got more interested into it. And that's how I am. That's how I became what I am now. I got more interested to it. I started looking at what comes behind it, mm-hmm. what's the business behind it, and I started learning about it.
All right, bet that up. I told y'all, this boy got a head. They got a head on their shoulder. They ain't out here just wilding. You know what my man said? He's sitting here trying to learn the game, see how it come together. You know what I'm saying? And I like that. Y'all just saying, rapping, this is your rap. Y'all trying to figure what this thing all about. Now, really, little simple question, but mad important for the people out there. If y'all can break down not just your name, but well, break down your names and like what your what does the name your names represent individually.
My name stands for Big Gorilla Nation.
My name stands for my clique. Okay.
Like double K. Called Chopper. What you say, Chopper? Go ahead, say it again, bro.
I said I was always getting called Chopper and shit through middle school.
No doubt.
My double K mean like crazy kid. I was always calling myself like crazy kid. Other people was calling me that. I had a whole lot of different nicknames with a K, so I just doubled it. Double K.
All right. No doubt. Now you say you were Big Gorilla Nation. You know what I'm saying? How it is coming up with that crew?
Say that again, man.
Yeah, BGN, you say you were Gorilla Nation?
Yes, sir.
Now how it is coming up in that crew?
Me. I'm a project kid, so we used to build and stuff. Like me and my boys that I grew up with, we was like creative. Like we used to build stuff. We used to like trade stuff for bigger stuff, like mm-hmm. order for us, like have like basically say if we wanted a go-kart, we'll go trade it for a four-wheeler. We have something bigger to ride. So like basically, what I learned growing up is to learn how to trade, sell, and buy. That's mm-hmm. what I learned how to do growing up.
Yeah, sir. All right, bet that up. Now, as far as this rap shit, like, and y'all gonna have to educate me because I'm an old ass man. So. At y'all age, like, who are y'all influencers or who, you know what I'm saying, y'all looked up to, you know what I'm saying, that really made y'all want to get active with this shit?
Who made me want to get active is Baby Soulja.
Mm-hmm.
I just always been around music. I was like, shit, fuck, I'm off on
the
mic.
Yeah, and I was always, like, listening to music. But like once I like met Jenga, he really like kept me on my ground.
Yeah, like Jenga kept me like motivated to do it. Cause sometimes we felt like giving up, but he kept motivated to do it.
No doubt. Like I said, that's my twin, so I already know how that go. All right. that Libra swag gonna get you. What is it working with, you know what I'm saying, Django, whatever, you know what I'm saying, to keep y'all motivated?
Like, we be in here turned. Like, oh God. We go to the store, we get a snack. Me and my boy boss and we eat, and he throwing a beat, we just get in our mode. Oh, we just go in here, go in the stool, we just get a headphone, go in there, just black out on the mic. Come on with something hard.
Jenga know our style, so we going.
Yeah, he know what type of beat we like, so any beat he throw on, we go in there and just go dumb. Kill it. Like,
mm. Nah, that's dope. That's dope. I always felt like, too, you know what I'm saying? I think throughout, like, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop history, the best thing as a rapper, you know what I'm saying, as an artist, to have that producer, like you said, that know your sound. You know what I mean? Like, even with Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? When he teamed up with Quincy Jones, they would give him that sound that blew him up. You know what I mean? So definitely understand that with y'all teaming up with Jenga and him putting that battery in y'all back, like, it's gonna make y'all that much better. You know what I mean? Like, y'all already dope. I like y'all energy already. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, to have that chemistry with whoever, you know what I'm saying, putting that musical plate underneath, like, that's a special thing, man. Y'all blessed.
Sure.
So what is it when people hear y'all music? What y'all want people to get out y'all music, man?
I want to have that turn energy. Me, they like turn energy. My boys like turn energy. Me, I'm a storyteller, man. They can tell you that I like telling stories.
Yeah.
So, like, that's basically what I can sing about my music. I'm a storyteller.
I pretty much like to like rock the crowd, like bring that energy, like we do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything I like, I really say it's like a story. It's like, you gotta really catch on to it.
What you say, Chopper?
Say, yeah.
No doubt. Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm in that same lane as far as, like you said, storytelling. Oddly enough, I ain't even peep it. So the fact that y'all like know what y'all, you know, like and what kind of vibe you want already, that's already dope. Cause I ain't even peep that I was like really a storyteller until I was in my late 20s. I was like, oh.
And the thing about my storytelling, I don't write at all. I come off straight off the head.
Dope. Now, I want to ask y'all, like, when you get down to writing, rather if y'all writing together, you know what I'm saying, writing your own songs, like, do you, like, what's
like,
your writing process?
Like, sometimes if we mess up in the studio, Django will punch us in, like, he'll, like, throw in a word or something for us, and we can't get it together. So we'll just take the word and put it inside the lyric, but other than that, don't two boys right. I freestyle.
I don't like
it. You all right?
I do it really good.
Not?
Come off the head.
It'd be hard for me to write. I'm going to take too long to write. I'd be like,
okay.
If I write, my joke will come out harder, though.
Yeah.
I know how my joke will come out, but I don't like writing. That's a cheat code to me.
But it depends on the time frame I got on the song, though.
Yeah. Word. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, don't get it twisted. I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, because of the Jay-Z's and the Lil Wayne's or whoever, they want to sit here and be like, you know, writing is a handicap or whatever. But no, for me, I don't look at writing as a bad thing. And for some people, it's needed. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, for me, of course, you know, I can freestyle, but, you know, like, when I would write, like, my bars would be, you know what I'm saying, yeah, hit harder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I write, my bars going to come out way better than how I freestyle. Because I'm sitting down, I'm actually thinking, but as I'm freestyling, words just come to my head and I just say it.
Right. Now, that's the thing about it, too. The freestyling, you do get that flow, them cadences, you know what I mean? You put more swag in it because you're not trying to, you know, get the next word out, whatever. So there's pros and cons to go either way, you know what I mean? But I just want to, like, implore to y'all, like, don't think writing is like a kryptonite. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's going to make you a stronger MC, you know what I mean? So, let me see. Be it that y'all boys, I mean, y'all in the game early, you know what I'm saying, 16 or whatever. How did you balance, you know, being an artist and still trying to, you know, live a teenage life?
What made me? I don't do it for. I don't do my music for me. I do it for my family, man. That's all I do. But man, I really like. I do it for me too, but I do it for my family too. Not for it. I'm just making sure I can make my. I'm just making sure I can make my future screen without having to work hard. I have to work hard, but I'm not working hard as. That I
want to
work.
Yeah, you're working hard for something that you ain't really trying to get at. You know what I mean? It ain't hard work when you're working for your dreams.
Yeah. If you just stay on your path and chase a dream and just stay out of trouble, you're good.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. So, this is what we're going to do, man. I'm going to go ahead and play this track for the people. They can see what y'all bringing. Then we're gonna come back and see what, you know what I'm saying, y'all got planned for the rest of the year. So we got new single, ain't even out yet. That's right. Exclusive.
It dropped 420, man.
About to drop in a couple of days, right? 420. Y'all know the date. So without further ado, this is Pop Out, produced by our man Sky Jenga. And this is the Nick Myself Hour podcast. You got time, baby. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie, Jenga, you a fool with this one, dog.
A fool. Let's go. My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys, pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side. My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys, pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side. Make a nigga dance on his block like he MJ. Pull up on his block with them sticks like a sensei. Double case of crazy every day for him a kill day. Chase a nigga, face a nigga, yo, we call it relay. Thuggin' out my city, fuck off, we get away. I might shoot him in his face, so I might stab him in his back. Ayy, nigga stole my chain, but it's okay, I got it back. Ayy, nigga swear he thuggin', tell him bring his brothers back. Ayy, rhyme with this dick block. With 100 shots, me and that Glock will make them get a bar. Stay the swerving lane and lane like nigga fuck a cop. I get in the jag, do the dash. I let off 60 shots. My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side. My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side.
Bet them bullets leave them fried. Them 308s gon' eat his rod. I'ma get inside this hoe, get in her pussy, I'ma drop. Watch this chopper, leave him blind. Don't give a fuck about them guys. We gon' send his ass home. On my mama, he gon' die. The bullets sparked his ass up and they done gave his ass a 10. I'm just tryna get up in this bitch, you know I'm with my man. I'm just tryna get up in this bitch, I'm tryna get no band. Chopper known to spin it. If I don't hit that bitch, then I'ma spin it.
My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys, pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side. My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys, pop out and come outside. Every day we rock out like a drum line. Tryna put them on the shirt like Calvin Klein. So fuck the other side.
Ayy, I be nigga like I'm thump nigga. Ride through in my hood like I'm Trump nigga. When I down, they ain't wanna say what up nigga. Now I'm up, now they wanna say what up nigga. I down bad, they ain't fucking have it. Had my mama, but I didn't have my daddy. When they trapped it, I start shit at it. You don't understand what the fuck happened. Ayy, cross a nigga like I'm Kyrie. I leave it that dead on the concrete. Let a nigga think toys about trying me. Nigga acting for the games where he trying to be. Guess what, I'ma go on my moves. And you talking about you gon' make news. But really in the streets on tools. And you talking about what you wanna do. I shoot the fucking gun like dumb nigga. I be nigga like I'm his aunt nigga. And you talking you don't even wanna bump nigga. What you talking about you can't say what up nigga. Cause them boys gon' pull out them tools. And you talking about you gon' make news. So when you see me but you better at your tools. So when you see me but you better at your tools. I be
nigga up like I'm thump, nigga. Ride through on my hood like I'm truck, nigga. When I down, they ain't wanna say what up, nigga. Now I'm up, now they wanna say what up, nigga. All down bad, they ain't fucking happy. Had my mom, but I damn my daddy. When they trippin', I start to the addict. You don't understand what's for happy.
My niggas pissed all on that song. Tell them boys, pop out, here come my song. Every day we rock out like a drumline. Tryna put them on the shirt like Kevin Klein. So fuck the other side. Pissed all on the sign. Tell them boys, pop out, here come my song. Every day we rock out like a drumline. Tryna put them on the shirt like Kevin Klein.
All right, boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, which you heard was Pop Out by the three youngins. You know what I'm saying? MBK, Chopper, my man Double K. Why can't it happen to get old? Start forgetting shit. It's right there in your face. Golly. Anyway. Dope shit, man. I like it. But what BK came in freestyle.
Dope shit, man.
And I could tell, but not in a bad way. You know what I mean? Like the energy, we jumped on the track. That shit just popped off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, as far as the track, how did the track come together? You know what I mean? Like, what y'all did as far as being in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, the hook, all of that. Who put all that together?
Repeat your question?
Yeah, as far as the track, how did the track come together?
We was in the studio.
Yeah, he didn't put on that beat.
We got
to like reach out to it. Yeah. No doubt. And so, but again, have y'all performed the song live yet?
Yeah. We done performed it.
All right, what's been the response when y'all performed it? Like, how do people react to it?
So,
oh, y'all heard me?
We heard you.
All right, so. Moving forward, you know what I'm saying? Like, what plans do y'all have? Like you said, project the track gonna drop April 20th, 420. You know what I mean? Y'all got anything else planned, you know what I'm saying, after y'all drop the track?
We're gonna keep promoting it.
I'm about to say.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot a music video for it in May. Yeah.
Coming soon.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I don't gonna direct the video. Jane gonna do it. All right. Bet. Let's see what else. So y'all, as far as any shows coming up, do y'all know if y'all got any shows people should look out for?
Yeah, we got one April 29th. We got one the 31st. And we got one May 15 too.
All right, so y'all trying to tear it up for the summer, huh?
You said what?
Is it y'all trying to tear it up for the summer?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. I got a song dropping around the summer. We got solo songs as well. We don't do all group songs.
That's it.
True. So what? Well, speaking of that, you know what I mean? As far as individually, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can tell the people what y'all got coming out, you know what I'm saying, on the solo tip.
Individually, I got Mary Jane. No, actually, I got Shooting Movies.
But regardless, y'all make sure, man, when y'all get them joints ready to shoot, you know what I mean? Y'all shooting at me, and I'm going to push them.
For sure.
So before we get up out of here, man, if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, give any shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, to your people, you know what I'm saying, y'all go ahead and do that.
Yo, shout out my grandma, shout out my granddaddy, shout out my mom, shout out Jenga, shout out Buzz Bad, shout out Buzz Back Entertainment, shout out Fastlane High, shout out MVK Chopper, shout out WK, shout out, man, I got a lot, but shout out everybody, man.
Yeah. Thank y'all for all the support.
Thank y'all for tuning in, my man.
Shout out.
Shout out to Buzz Back. Shout out to KG too for the graphic design.
KG Green.
Y'all see that pop out? Yeah. Get with him. Don't be left out.
We appreciate you for having us up on here.
For sure.
No doubt, man. Like I said, y'all boys, you know what I'm saying? We met, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was on the humble, and I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely good to have, you know what I'm saying, young talented boys coming up here, you know what I'm saying, doing this music thing or whatever. I think it's a good age for y'all to really get in, learn the business, learn how to do it, you know what I'm saying, and y'all set for greatness. And especially right now, you know, with so many people, you know what I'm saying, popping off in the city, you know what I'm saying, from Lil Tyler to Boston Richie to, you know what I'm saying, just everybody. You know what I mean? Like Tallahassee kind of hot right now, and y'all in the perfect spot, you know? So just want to let y'all, you know, continue doing what you're doing, continue grinding, you know what I'm saying? Helping, letting Sky, you know what I'm saying? Helping y'all build. And yeah, y'all got support over here, bro. Just know that.
For sure.
All right, for sure. So we'll get up out of here. Shout out to everybody that's been watching, paying attention. Appreciate you, man. KG. Shouts out to Sky Jenga for getting this all set up. Appreciate you, my boy. Shouts out to my wife for being patient. And my father-in-law, Mr. John. Appreciate you. And big shout out to my boy Kobe and my baby McKenzie. Daddy loves you. Other than that, my wife said she wished you all much success. So it's all good over here. And we're gonna get at y'all here. So without further ado, this is the Enigma Sap Hour Podcast. Got time, baby.